This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
We've got a very special guest in the studio, John Von Arlen from Paralox. Welcome to Joy 94.9, John.
Well, thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
You've released a very, very awesome track, which has been added to Joy's rotation. It's called Aeronaut, so we're going to have a chat to you about that. But you're based in Melbourne?
Correct.
Yes, an electronic pop act. Tell us a little bit about John and also about Paralox.
I suppose I should start off by telling you about Paralox. Paralox is an electronic pop band I started, I think, in 2008 with another vocalist called Roxy. I was actually in a band at the same time called The Tenth Stage, which was like a steampunk, gloomy, sort of gothic band. I'd been doing pop music my whole life, but I got into this steampunk band with my friend Robbie, who I met at kickboxing. But after doing a few years of like very gloomy music, which sounded fantastic,
yeah,
I had that electro pop itch inside of me wanting to come out. So I wrote a song called I Fell in Love with a Drum Machine with a friend of mine, Roxy, and we released it on the internet, and the reception was amazing. And I'm like, oh, hang on, I think I'm onto something here. So we had a little chat together, and we basically decided to form a band and recorded the album called Electricity in about 6 weeks, released it, and we sold like 2,000 copies pretty much straight away. All the electronic blogs on the internet, they really embraced us so warmly, and it's just been full steam ahead since then. So, yeah.
So where would you source your inspiration from for producing this sort of music?
My God, the 80s.
The electronic machines from the 80s.
The 80s, you know. I mean, I've always been a big fan of the 80s music. I mean,
the synthesizer.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I was the nerdy kid at school with the drum machine and the synthesizer. You're laughing, but it's true, you know. Like, all my friends, you know it. So,
yeah.
I work in a recording studio called Subterranean Recording Studio. And, you know, I've done all sorts of music production. I mean, like heavy metal, rock and roll. We do commercial, corporate jingles, classical music, you know, folk music, everything. So, but on the side, you know, because that's my bread and butter work, but on the side, when I did my own music, I always did like 80s sort of sounding. And
fantastic.
Like a few people, like a few managers along the way, of like, oh, you've got to do your sort of new stuff, you can't do the 80s stuff. And I knew if I kept with it for a few decades, it would eventually come back into fashion.
I'm just imagining you with like one of those keyboard guitars.
But it is
out.
I had like the DX100 and the SH101, so, you know, and I brought my little DR110 drum machine to school. So, but anyway, so the inspiration for Paralox is definitely 80s, but not just 80s. I think the secret trick, which, you know, I don't really tell many people about, so
yeah.
I guess radio is the best place to keep a secret, right?
Absolutely.
So, exactly. Yeah. I promise I'll tell nobody.
Yeah.
So it's really a matter of just getting the 80s sound and mixing it with the current sort of modern sound, whether that's a drum beat or a bass line, but I think you can't go 100% 80s because you need to have a little bit of modern element.
Absolutely.
You know, it's always that fusion to keep it a little bit fresh. You know?
It's good to dabble experiment with some of the sounds until you master it. Mm. You've released Crying on the Dance Floor and also Creep, which have been fantastic songs from Paralox. And the new single, Aeronaut, you've released a video to accompany that, which is online. I've checked it out. It is very, very good. I absolutely love this. Shot in Paris.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How did that happen? How did that all go?
Well, Paralox is a Melbourne-based band, but it's kind of strange because, like, I live in Melbourne. I have my studio here. But the vocalist I'm working with now is living in London, and my music manager lives in London as well. So basically, we tend to do most of our live shows and performances overseas. So we were overseas last year, 3 times. So when we were overseas in September, my good friend John Ibrahim, who's a creative director, he actually did the creative direction on Eye in the Sky, our previous single.
I love that song.
Thank you. Absolutely
love that song. Yeah. Well done.
I've loved it since I was a kid. One of my favourite Alan Parsons songs. Mm. Anyway, so I met up with John Ibrahim, and, you know, he'd done the creative direction for Eye in the Sky, and he swore blue that he would never do another music video because he works in fashion primarily.
Mm.
But I played him Aeronaut and he fell in love with the song. So it was in January that this happened, because we actually worked on the creative concept for like 5 or 6 months. And when I came back to Paris in September, then we actually filmed it, because, you know, John had done all the location scouting. So Aeronaut, I mean, sometimes I don't like giving away the meaning of songs, but Aeronaut is about Amelia Earhart. And so John decided to film in all these iconic locations in Paris, which is what we did, and you can see the
results. There's a lot of walking.
Yes.
It's a great video. You can check it out on your YouTube channel. So you've got a YouTube channel.
Absolutely. And if you just go to paralox.com, it's there as well.
Now, also, if you want to keep up with them, they're on, as he mentioned, on their website, and they are at Paralox on Twitter as well. And you can check out the new track, Aeronaut. We are going to spin it for you here tonight on Right Here, Right Now. John, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, John and Brian.
You're welcome. This is the brand new single from Paralox, John von Ahlen's Aeronaut.
John, would you like to introduce your track?
Give it an intro.
Hi, this is John from Paralox, and you're listening to Aeronaut on Joy 949.
Service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.